Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It seems valid that if you mess up big time, you've got to pay the price. But especially with horror games, with the tension through the roof and your heart going a mile a minute, you're prone to making a few little mistakes. Unfortunately though, these tiny mistakes can come at a high cost and end up with you seeing the game over screen far more often than you were wanting to. I'm Amy from What Culture, and here are 8 tiny horror game mistakes that get you killed. 8. Resident Evil 4, going too hard on the fishing. If you find yourself in a little bit of a silly, goofy mood whilst playing Resident Evil 4, you may just want to have a bit of fun and shoot the fish. I will honestly say that accidentally summoning a giant sea beast is a legitimate mistake, because no reasonable person could foresee the consequence. Though it's now a fairly well-known gag, if you didn't see Resident Evil 4's water visitor coming because you'd never heard of it happening before, then who can blame you for this little mistake? Sometimes shooting fish can give you rewards, and it's a welcome respite from the harder, more intense sections of the game. However, on this particular occasion, it would result in the oversized, mutated salamander that is Del Lago bursting up from the depths to devour you. Consequently, I think any fish shooting in the future will be conducted with extra care. 7. House. Killing the cat. Now, it shouldn't take an eventual death to let you know that killing the cat who, when alive, was completely non-threatening and pretty damn cute was the wrong decision to make. 2020's survival horror offering House sees you play as a kid called Tabby, whose mission is to save her family from their horrible house before her father returns at midnight. With death such a non-event in this game, being that it awaits you around literally every corner, you may think that killing your household Moggy to obtain the key it holds is just another necessary step. This little mistake can cost you though. Should you kill the cat, you won't only have that on your conscience to deal with, but you're also introducing another unnecessary hostile into the environment. Unlike your zombie mother, who will pursue you on sight, your zombie cat can lull you into a false sense of security by appearing unbothered by your presence. If you make your second little mistake of approaching it dead on, no pun intended, it will kill you then though. Given that it's completely possible to complete the game without killing the cat, adding another hostile into the mix just isn't worth it. 6. Doom. Taking the health kit. Hey, is that a health kit? That would be really helpful. I'm actually really low on health right now. What an interesting coincidence. These are your last thoughts before you meet your untimely and very frustrating death. There are a number of seemingly innocuous paths and choices in Doom and its following installments that will launch you into a world of pain. Something as simple as picking up a much-needed health kit can release enemies from camouflage doors. Picking up a stim pack in a hallway can get you attacked from behind. You never know when you're safe and when you're not. If you make the mistake of letting your guard down, you end up dead, and also probably feeling very annoyed at yourself for falling for it. The lesson here is not just useful in Doom, but in life too. If you see something that looks too good to be true, it probably is. 5. Rekinder, leaving the town. If whilst playing Rekinder, you decide you want to depart from the trodden path and try something new, say, leaving town, you're going to be met with a short, sharp shock. It's actually quite funny as far as accidental game deaths go, and given that this game can get pretty depressing, maybe an injection of extra humour is just what we needed. I'll admit that this isn't as much a tiny mistake as the rest, as you do have to go out of your way to seek a way to leave town. However, I will argue that it is a genuine mistake to end up dead, because it's not a consequence anyone would have foreseen. I mean, maybe you're expecting a game over or a bad ending, but death? No. Should you decide you don't want to play ball with what Rekindle has to offer, you can opt to ignore the plot and force your way out of town, at which point your character will meet a swift but brutal end as the entire town blows up before you can leave. 4. Alien Isolation. Staying still for a second too long. It's okay to need a quick breather whilst playing a horror game, especially something like Alien Isolation, where every moment is so tense, you're on the edge of your seat, you feel like your heart may stop beating. Just take a minute. Unfortunately for us though, there is no safe space in Alien Isolation. Unlike with some other games where you can just stand where you are for a moment in a safe-ish area of the map and regain your breath, pretty much regardless of where you are on board the Sevastopol, you can be tracked down. Hiding under a table or an vent for just a second too long can see you sniffed out and snatched up by that horrible alien beast, which is sure to send your pulse soaring way above what it was before you took your break. It's this exact feature that gives the game its incredible, impending sense of doom and terror, knowing that at any moment, if you move slightly too slowly or stop for a second too long, you could be snuffed out. 3. Peret M. Haru for the prisoners. Not taking certain items. Released in 1998, this Japanese freeware survival horror relies on you making a number of small, tiny decisions to keep your party alive. As the player, you're in charge of the survival of a whole group of explorers, most of whom were lured into the pyramid setting by a twisted, cowardly professor. Throughout the game, you have to solve puzzles to keep your characters safe from judgment. Should you fail, the characters do not only die and leave the party, but they come back in a mummified form to attack living party members. Each character's survival relies fundamentally on one small player decision, and should you fumble in making the right one, you will face the consequence. These tiny mistakes range from forgetting to place a supporting log on the map, resulting in a deadly incident involving a falling ceiling, right through to choosing to believe a little girl when she informs the group of something she's seen, resulting in her being judged as a liar and being crushed to death. Like, yes, technically she was a liar, so you weren't wrong, but also she's just a kid, so you should feel bad. 2. Yomawari, Night Alone. Standing too close to the manholes. There are a number of instant death scenarios you can fumble your way into in this 2015 game. Between wrong turns in mazes leading you towards red glaring eyes, seemingly harmless creatures that will ignore you until you touch them, and enemies waiting to jump you from behind the shrubbery, you're never sure what to trust. One mistake so tiny that you can fall for it over and over again is failing to be careful enough with your footing, as the pavements throughout the game are adorned with manholes, cracks, mouths, anything that can grab you and take you out instantly. The problem is that not every manhole hides a monster, and not every crack and crevice is created the same. So in order to survive, you need to make sure to be cautious at all times. Slip up for just one moment and put your toes too close to one of those pavement decorations, and you're going straight back to the last checkpoint, I'm afraid. 1. The Witch's House. Touching the wrong furniture. The Witch's House has to be up there with some of the most beloved RPG Maker games, and that is for good reason. It's a charming but annoying trait of games like this that they are absolutely stuffed with tiny things that can kill you. The Witch's House is no exception to this rule, but it rather proves it. Working your way through the house to your escape, if you so much as step on the wrong tile at the wrong time, it's game over for you. In order to progress through the game, you have to find certain items and solve certain puzzles, and so obviously you're going to be playing in a curious manner. Interact with this, check that out, talk to this mysterious voice. Well, as much as this is necessary to progress, it also leads you directly to death's door on a number of occasions. You explore the wrong room and walk past a broken vase, a giant skull eats you. You step on a texture that looks a bit different from the rest of the floor and you're instantly vaporized. You so much as touch an innocuous looking clock, it falls on you, crushing you to death. One of the funniest of those unnecessary deaths, in my opinion, is the piano-related fate. In a marble room, you come across a grand piano with no sheet music. Should you choose to play the piano without any music, the instrument will chomp down on you. So you come to the conclusion, oh, I need the sheet music to play this piano. So you go and find some sheet music, lay it down and play again, and the piano just eats you. Again, it made no difference. There is no way to win. These kind of stupid deaths add value because they keep you on your toes and also add some laughs. And I have to say, The Witch's House is a great example of this, so I would recommend it to anyone, even if you do end up dying 50 times over.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.